Manu Patra alerts dated the 3rd of May 2018. Supreme Court has asked Karnataka to release at least 2 TMC of Kaveri water to Tamil Nadu and warned it of serious consequences if it fails to rail. Supreme Court has ordered the Amrapali Group to repair the escalators and fire safety equipment in all residential buildings it had built in Noida and Greater Noida by the 7th of May, or face the consequences. Supreme Court has raised questions as to why private entities were being allowed to use Aadhaar number when its objective, as per the Aadhaar Act 2016, was to ensure targeted delivery of subsidies to the needy for which funds come from the Consolidated Fund of India. The collegium comprising 5 of the senior-most judges in the land has deferred a decision on the elevation of Uttarakhand High Court Chief Justice K.M. Joseph as a judge of the Supreme Court. Supreme Court has slapped fines on 8 state governments and pulled them up for not bothering about the welfare of widows and destitute women by not heeding to the center's proposal for setting up expert committee to deal with the problem. Supreme Court has said that the drastic decision of auctioning personal properties of directors of embattled real estate firm Unitech and its subsidiaries will be taken if it fails to deposit 100 crore rupees by the 11th of May. Karnataka High Court has said that teachers and staff who discriminate between students do not deserve to be in the profession. Delhi High Court has observed that consulting a psychotherapist does not mean a person is mentally unsound. Delhi High Court has said that the matching of DNA samples cannot necessarily be a ground to prove sexual offence. Bombay High Court has ruled that the law does not prohibit an individual from changing her name, and therefore school boards cannot bar her from doing so. Bombay High Court has observed that incorrect reporting of court orders affect the perception of people in the existence of the rule of law and affect the administration of justice in the long run. Supreme Court has upheld the Kerala High Court judgment that struck down 2 norms prescribed by Government of Kerala for grant of an NOC to new schools for affiliation to CBSE and for existing schools for renewal of affiliation, viz. Requirement of minimum 3 acres of land and minimum enrollment of 300 students. A special Maharashtra Control of Organized Crime Act, MCOCA. Court has handed life imprisonment to gangster Chota Rajan and 8 others for killing senior journalist Jatir Moide in 2011. NCLT Calcutta has directed the Committee of Creditors, COC, to consider the revised offer from Ultratech within 3 days in the highly contested insolvency proceedings between Dalmia Group and Binani Industries and Ultratech for the resolution of Binani Cement.